Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. And it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics and nutrition and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. And I also want to mention that I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. And as you probably know by now, I'm a big advocate for letting food be your medicine. So today I would like to inform you about immune-boosting foods. And I will guide you as to what foods to eat to boost your immunity and how to make use of some of the herbs that you find in your kitchen cabinet for medicinal purposes. So let's talk about some of these essential foods that will help keep your immune system working at full tilt this winter. And I will start with some important seeds and nuts, such as sunflower seeds. And these seeds contain a lot of vitamin E. In fact, 2 tablespoons give you more than a third of your daily requirement of vitamin E. And of course, we know vitamin E helps you resist the flu and upper respiratory infections by boosting production of T cells, which are a type of white blood cell that fights infection. So just make sure to include sunflower seeds in your daily meal plan. And you can also sprinkle some on salads, or you can consume sunflower seed butter, which is available at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. Now, celery sticks dipped in sunflower butter makes for a great and healthy snack. Now, other food sources that contain a lot of vitamin E are almonds, hazelnuts, peanuts, and wheat germ. I also would like to talk about Brazil nuts, and these are tender, rich-tasting nuts, and by the way, they grow on 150-foot-tall trees, and these nuts contain cold-fighting selenium. Now, selenium is a vital antioxidant which acts with vitamin E to protect the immune system and maintain healthy heart function. And it also has been shown to protect against radiation and toxic minerals. And a single Brazil nut has nearly double the amount of selenium you need in a day. And your body uses selenium to produce T cells, which in turn destroy bacteria and viruses. And studies show that this antioxidant instigates the good bacteria in our intestines to attack the bad bacteria and parasites such as E. coli. However, make sure you don't overdo it. Too much selenium can also be bad for your health. So a small handful of nuts every few days is all you need. And other food sources that contain selenium are butter, seafood, chicken, turkey, and grains grown in selenium-rich soil, and garlic. Now let's talk a little bit about zinc. And as you know, zinc is very important for your immune system. And in fact, zinc is called the intelligence mineral. And it is required for mental development, for healthy reproductive organs, particularly the prostate gland, and for protein synthesis and collagen formation. And zinc is also involved in the blood sugar control mechanism and therefore protects against diabetes. Now, zinc is needed to maintain proper levels of vitamin E in the blood. In fact, the inability to taste, smell, and a loss of appetite are all signs of zinc deficiency. The food that contains the highest amount of zinc is oysters. Now, oysters are also high in protein, iron, and calcium, and are one of the most environmentally friendly types of seafood you can buy. Now, 6 oysters provide 32 milligrams of zinc, which is 4 times the recommended daily amount. And zinc is so crucial that a deficiency in this mineral causes your body to function as if it is older than it really is. And if you're not fond of oysters, make sure you eat grass-fed beef, fish, nuts such as cashews, and a lot of different seeds, and ginger, which are also good sources for zinc. So now let's take a short break with music and from our feature CD. And the CD I chose for today is by one of my very favorite artists, by Cheryl Wheeler. and the CD is called Different Stripes. And when I come back, I will talk about some very important vegetables that have immune-boosting properties.
Sleepless nights, wondering what to do, and I don't know if I can take this when I look at you. Maybe we're just fighting time till something comes along. I need to slow down. I don't know now if this is right or wrong. It's a hard line to draw, a close play to call. These days I just can't say it all. And it's sure not black and white. And I hope somehow we can work this out, alright. I know the fire and fascination is bound to fade in time. But can it be right when it seems like there's nothing left behind? We ask ourselves a thousand questions, wondering how to come to this. And now I'm not sure, maybe it's just me, or maybe this is what love is. It's hard line to draw, close play to call. That just can't say it all. And if love is blind, then we're a blank stare half the time. We're going nowhere. I'm scared to change now. Don't want to tell you. Scared to find out. There's nothing left.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today I would like to inform you about some very important foods that enhance immune function. And especially this time of the year, the body needs all the help it can get to fight off colds and infections. And I already talked about sunflower seeds and Brazil nuts as an important source of nutrients for immune function. Now, if you're looking for a side dish that's packed with flavor and nutrients, you actually can't beat a sweet potato due to its high content of beta-carotene. Now, the lining of your lungs and digestive system, which are actually on the front line for fighting off infections, depend greatly on this antioxidant. Now, beta-carotene is a precursor to vitamin A, meaning your body uses it to make the vitamin. And this particular nutrient is needed for healthy vision and good eye health, but it also contributes to strong teeth and healthy skin and hair, and a well-functioning immune and reproductive system. Now, beta-carotene also supports heart health. And vitamin A basically protects the thymus gland, which is the body's production site for T cells. And all yellow and orange colored vegetables contain beta carotene, such as winter squash and carrots, pumpkins, apricots, papaya, and mango. So make sure to load up on these vegetables, especially during the winter month. Another food that would be good to consume to boost immunity is shiitake mushrooms. And these mushrooms have been cultivated for more than 1,000 years and have long served as both food and medicine in China. And these mushrooms contain beta-glucans. And unlike other immunity nutrients, beta-glucans don't create or regulate cells within your immune system. Instead, they act as kind of a decoy, boosting your body's immune response. So when you eat shiitakes or other foods that contain beta-glucans, your immune system reacts as if a harmful substance is present and kicks into high gear to protect you. Other foods that contain this compound are nutritional yeast, maitake mushrooms, barley and oats, particularly the bran. Now, as far as fruits that are available this time of the year that are packed with immune-boosting nutrients, kiwi fruit actually takes the prize for vitamin C. Now, vitamin C helps increase your resistance to disease and keeps your defenses strong. Just don't wait for the first sign of infection to start fueling up. Instead, consume fruits packed with vitamin C on a daily basis. This would be a wonderful fruit to consume this time of year, and we have kiwi fruit available at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. Also, garlic is regarded as one of the most potent cold and flu fighters because it kills bacteria, fungi, parasites, and viruses due to the presence of sulfur compounds. And garlic also contains allicin, which lies dormant in a clove until it is cut, chewed, or crushed. So you should maximize garlic's health benefits by eating it raw, or mince a clove and let it sit for a few minutes before cooking. Just make sure to add several cloves to your soups and stews during the winter, or roast a whole bulb in the oven and use it as a spread on toast. Now, I would like to share a wonderful recipe with you which combines garlic and shiitake mushrooms. And the recipe is called Roasted Garlic and Shiitake Mushroom Bruschetta. And this dish is truly an immunity powerhouse because it uses both raw and roasted garlic. And the recipe is very simple, and it calls for 3 heads of garlic. And what you do is you preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, and you break off 2 cloves of garlic and finely chop them and set them aside. And then you trim the tip of each garlic head, exposing the tops of the cloves. And then you place the heads on foil and drizzle them with 1 teaspoon of olive oil and season them with salt and also 1 teaspoon of fresh thyme that has been finely chopped. And then you wrap the bulbs tightly in foil, you put them in the oven, and you roast the bulbs until they are very soft, about 45 minutes. And then you squeeze the cooked garlic from the cloves and discard the skins. And then meanwhile, you mix the chopped garlic with 1/2 teaspoon of lemon zest, 2 tablespoons of fresh garlic that has been finely chopped, and a pinch of salt and pepper. And then you place 12 of shiitake mushrooms, and you make sure you remove the stems. You place them on a baking sheet, and you toss them with 2 tablespoons of olive oil, some salt, and 1 teaspoon of fresh thyme. And then you roast the mushrooms for about 12 minutes until they are tender. And you sprinkle the mushrooms with the garlic, parsley, and lemon mixture. And then you heat a grill pan over medium-high heat, and you toast 4 slices of bread on both sides until they're golden brown. And you spread the roasted garlic on 1 side of each piece of toast, and you top it with 3 mushroom caps, and enjoy. And this makes a wonderful appetizer, or also a great side dish with hot soup or stew. And I hope you will give this wonderful recipe a try this winter. And now it's time to take another break with music, and I hope you will enjoy this next song. And I will be back shortly with more information for you.
I guess I can't stop you. No, I guess you'll just leave. It's like I walk and found you walking on sacred ground, bringing a great dread down on me. And I know we've had hard times, but I thought we'd still try. Now didn't we both intend to see this through thick and thin? Wasn't just sink or swim this time. Oh, this ain't the love you swore me. Oh, this ain't the life you supposed to be. And I don't know just how to hold on now. And it's so far warm light in your eyes to nothing at all. I guess I'll drop by and see my old friends. Maybe go off on my. Speak from a heart so cold to tell me your love grows old. Just not enough to hold you down. Well, this ain't love you swore to me. Oh, and this ain't the lie it's supposed to be. And I don't know just how to hold on. And it's so far from the warm light in your eyes to nothing at all.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, our topic today is immune-boosting foods, and I have talked about a few very important foods that can greatly boost your immune function this time of year. Now, one thing I also would like to discuss with you, especially with the holidays coming up, is that sugar is a known immunosuppressant. And this is frightening, considering that our ability to withstand all disease depends on an active, healthy immune system. No matter what form it takes, sugar has been proven to reduce the germ-killing ability of white blood cells for up to 5 hours after consumption. And sugar also reduces the production of antibodies that inactivate foreign invaders in your body. Also interferes with the transport of vitamin C, which is important for all facets of immune function. And sugar also causes mineral imbalances and sometimes allergic reactions. And this further can weaken the immune system, and it also neutralizes the action of essential fatty acids, therefore making the cells in the body more permeable to allergens and pathogens. Now, the average American ingests on average about 180 to 200 pounds of sugar a year, or approximately half a pound of this non-nutritive substance a day. And over the past 30 years alone, our total calorie intake has jumped 70%. Now, is it any wonder why we are in the midst of an obesity and diabetes epidemic? The biggest culprit is the overuse of high fructose corn syrup, which is a concentrated sweetener the brain doesn't even recognize as sugar. And by replacing sugar with high fructose corn syrup, manufactured cakes and candies and cereals, cookies, juices, salad dressings, soda pops, and syrups basically override our natural ability to feel full, so we don't know when to stop eating. And not only does high fructose corn syrup make it easier to gain weight, but the sweetener is metabolized differently in the liver, easily adding to the accumulation of body fat. Now, as far back as the late 1960s, nutrition experts were already warning us about the dangers of eating too much refined sugar. And even earlier, experts wrote about the insulin connection to disease resulting from too much sugar in the diet. Now, today we know that both fructose and sucrose raise triglycerides, while sugary foods and drinks increase inflammation and oxidative stress. High insulin levels also negatively impact aging and lifespan. Eating sugar and its relatives, especially high fructose corn syrup, is like pushing a fast-forward button on cellular age. And some of the most profound instruments of aging are what's called advanced glycation end products called AGEs. And the glycation process is a complicated chemical reaction involving sugar and protein. And when your tissues are exposed to excess glucose, the glycation process impacts collagen, which is the connective tissue that holds your blood vessels, muscles, and skeleton together. And the first organ to show the effects of AGEs are your eyes and your skin with age spots and wrinkles. So the more sugar you consume, the more sugar your body must metabolize, and the greater the amount of destructive AGEs and free radicals are produced. Researchers began connecting sugar to heart disease in the 1970s, although it took the American Heart Association another 30 years to recommend significant cuts in our consumption of this refined sweetener. And the list of sugar-related ailments goes on and on, from acne and arthritis to candida and fatigue to PMS and tooth decay. The human body can only handle about 2 teaspoons of sugar in the bloodstream at any one time. And that is really easily achieved from fruits and veggies. Now, fruits are naturally one of the best options for sweetening foods. Mashed bananas, chopped apples, and raisins are just some of the ways you can satisfy your sweet tooth. Now, remember, though, that while a little fruit may be healthy, too much can cause all the problems that sugar causes. You can use fruit juices and the concentrates in your baked goods and desserts. And while these natural sweeteners contain the nutrients found in fresh fruit, most of them lack the fiber that helps balance blood sugar. So you choose sweeteners sparingly as well. And I want to go through some of the more healthier sweeteners with you here. I have a little list here. So let's start with date sugar. And date sugar comes from pulverized dried dates and offers the consistency of sugar without being refined. And 1 tablespoon counts as a fruit exchange in the diabetic exchange system. Plus, the fruit contains fiber and many minerals. There's also rice syrup powder, which can be substituted for sugar in equal amounts to create a less sweet version of any recipe. And this sweetener also contains some complex carbohydrates and minerals too. Now, if you have a real sweet tooth, dehydrated cane juice crystals or sucanat can be substituted equally with sugar in any recipe. So those are some healthier choices. Then there's also agave syrup or nectar, which comes from the fruit of a cactus-like plant. And it ranks low on the glycemic index, but tastes 75% sweeter than sugar, so you need much less to sweeten almost any food or drink. Other natural liquid sweeteners to consider include amasaki, rice syrup, barley malt, and sorghum syrup, which are made by fermenting the grains from which they come. And they contain both complex and simple sugars, as well as some of the nutrients in whole grains. And a lot of you are familiar with blackstrap molasses, which is the residue after sugar crystals are removed from beet juice or sugarcane. And although this old-fashioned sweetener is 65% sucrose or simple sugar, it also contains antioxidants and minerals, including calcium and iron. Now, maple syrup is best used in small amounts, and it contains a full complement of minerals, particularly calcium and potassium. And because it is sweeter than sugar, honey has more calories and raises blood glucose even more. But natural honey has some medicinal benefits and contains enzymes and minerals. It also keeps baked goods fresh longer than other sweeteners. However, be careful. Never give honey to an infant under 18 months, because this sweetener sometimes contains trace amounts of special spores, which are dangerous in the developing digestive tract. Another sweetener I would like to mention is stevia, which has been used for centuries in South America. And stevia leaf is a sweet herb that is gaining commercial popularity in this country. Now, research suggests that this herbal product may also be anti-hypoglycemic, anti-inflammatory, and diuretic, while helping to fight high blood pressure, diarrhea, and even tumors. And 1 teaspoon of stevia powder has the sweetening power of 2 to 4 cups of sugar. So you need very, very little. And only a drop or two of liquid can sweeten drinks or food. So it's very, very concentrated. But it's a very safe sweetener. Now, xylitol is actually made from birch or wood sugar, and it is a natural standout among the sugar alcohols, and it is commercially available since the 1960s, and it has been commercially available since the 1960s, and it is best known for its benefit in oral health because it reduces bacteria and cavities while preventing plaque from adhering to tooth enamel. And more recently, xylitol has been found to help ear infections. And this sugar alcohol contains 40% fewer calories than sugar. And there's also another promising sugar alcohol, which is called erythritol, which is produced by a natural fermentation process from readily available sources of glucose like potatoes and corn and rice. And this makes erythritol less expensive. Plus, it's a lot safer for diabetics and helps maintain a healthy colonic pH, so it does not cause digestive distress the way other sugar alcohols can. It is 70% as sweet as sucrose, but has only 0.2 calories per gram. And I also want to mention that you will find a variety of healthy sweeteners at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. So here are a few healthier choices for sweetening your holiday treats. And before we continue, let's take a short break with music. And when I come back, I will share a wonderful sweet potato casserole recipe with you that uses crushed pineapples as the sweetener. Baby, I'm sure
You think I can't see gentle eyes, but baby I can.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, I talked about going with natural sweetness this holiday season and I gave you a number of suggestions. And now I would like to share a great recipe with you for a sweet potato casserole, which is actually sweetened with crushed pineapple. And for this recipe, you bake 6 large sweet potatoes on a cookie sheet at 375 degrees for about 1 hour until done. And when they are cool enough to handle, you cut the potato in half and scoop out the flesh and you discard the skin. And then you mash the potatoes with a masher or electric mixer until smooth. And you add a 20-ounce can of crushed pineapples, including the juice, and also 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and also 1 to 3 tablespoons of sesame oil, which is actually optional. And you mix everything very well together and you spoon the mixture into a lightly oiled casserole or baking dish. And you can also sprinkle 1/2 cup of chopped pecans on top if you like. And then you cover this dish and you bake it for 40 minutes. And I hope you will have a chance to try out this healthy version someday. And I know you will be amazed at the taste. And of course, the nutritional value is also so much higher. Avoiding the consumption of refined sugars as much as possible will have dramatic positive effects on your overall health and will also greatly boost your immune function. Because as I mentioned earlier, sugar is a known immunosuppressant. Now, especially during the cold and flu season, it is more important than ever to watch your sugar consumption very carefully. And if you have been a regular listener to my show, you probably are very familiar with the many dangers sugar presents to our health. Now, just as important as it is to stock your kitchen with healthful and nutritious foods, you should also have a handful of simple home remedies in the form of teas and herbs on hand. So I will go through some of the more common herbs with you that are helpful to have in your cupboard, and I will tell you about their uses. Now, one thing you should have on hand during the winter month is ginger. A cup of ginger tea will help ease congestion and warm the body, which helps you fight infection. And its anti-inflammatory properties make it a good sore throat remedy too. Plus, ginger is great for any stomach upsets or digestive distress and nausea. So you should always have some on hand. And you can boil some fresh or dried ginger root for about 20 minutes. And then you strain it and add a touch of honey and a squeeze of lemon. Or perhaps you will opt for ginger tea, and we have several brands available at the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. And so you should also incorporate ginger liberally into stir fries and soups. One herb that gets often overlooked in your kitchen is thyme. And thyme is loaded with antibacterial compounds, and therefore fresh or dried thyme is a cold season powerhouse. So make sure to use fresh or dried thyme liberally in soups and stews. And it is also very effective as a facial steam to relieve congestion. And all you have to do is pour boiling water into a pot, and then you add a pinch of fresh or dried thyme. And you create a tent by draping a towel over your head and the pot. And then you breathe in the steam for about 5 minutes. And this is a very easy and effective remedy. And you can do the same thing with eucalyptus by adding a few drops of essential oil into boiling water. It will loosen congestion and help you breathe easier. Now for coughs, make sure you have mullein on hand in the form of tea, which is also available at the Evergreen Cottage. And mullein has very soothing properties and is also an expectorant, which makes it one of the best cough remedies. So make a strong tea by letting it steep for 20 minutes, and then you can add some honey and lemon to mask the bitter taste. And you can also treat ear infections with drops of oil such as olive oil infused with mullein and garlic. For sore throats, you should look for slippery elm tea or lozenges. And this herb produces mucilage, which is a substance that coats the throat and also helps relieve coughs. And you can find various tea blends at the Evergreen Cottage, such as Throat Coat or Gypsy Cold Care, which contain this powerful herb. Another herb to have on hand would be sage, which also can help ease sore throats and dry up sinuses. And for a sore throat, you can make a strong tea by pouring 4 ounces of water over 2 teaspoons of dried or fresh sage. And you let it cool down to room temperature and use it as a gargle. And you should repeat it 3 times daily. And for drippy sinuses, just drink a cup of regular strength sage tea. Sage tea is also a wonderful remedy for water retention, and I have used it in my nutritional practice with great results. And you can find sage tea at the Evergreen Cottage as well. Now, one tea in particular that will boost overall health is Tulsi, also known as holy basil, because it contains antiviral and antibacterial compounds. And when used over time, it will help prevent illness. Plus, it really tastes great, and we have a variety of Tulsi tea blends available at the Evergreen Cottage. So the herbs that I just mentioned can ease coughs and congestion and sore throats, and some help even prevent illness altogether. And of course, there are many others, but these are some of the more common ones found in your kitchen cupboard. Now, before we continue, let's listen to another track of today's feature CD, and I'll be back in a moment.
Darling, I miss you more than a man, and I love you more than a sand, and I need you, baby, so bad. I want to come home to you, 'cause I never meant to treat you unkind, and I never had time to unwind. Now in this bar it's empty and I'm feeling alone and blue. Someday we'll try to talk it through, but right now if I were next to you, I won't be the victim of my own pride. My heart is too big to easily hide. It seems like my bed's under. be the victim of my own pride. My heart is too big to easily hide. Seems like my bed's unusually wide, and I know I'm in love with you. Oh, I know I'm in love with you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is immune-boosting foods, and I have given you a variety of seeds and nuts and fruits and vegetables, as well as herbs in your kitchen that are vital to your health and immune system this time of the year. Also, make sure to consume a lot of garlic during the winter month because of its antimicrobial and antifungal and antiviral properties. And definitely include coconut oil on a daily basis as your healthy fats. It is truly the healthiest oil you can consume. It is rich in lauric acid, which is known for being antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal, and contains no trans fats. And you can even use it on your skin to help prevent wrinkles. And unfortunately, there is a widespread misconception that coconut oil is bad for you because it contains saturated fat. Even though coconut oil contains saturated fat, close to two-thirds of the saturated fat is made up of medium-chain fatty acids, which have antimicrobial properties and are easily digested by the body for quick energy and are beneficial to the immune system. So far from being dangerous, the saturated fat in coconut oil is actually health-promoting. So how could an oil that is so good for you have gotten such a bad reputation? And the answer comes down to simple economics and politics. So based on some flawed studies performed over four decades ago, some of which used primarily hydrogenated coconut oils, a powerful anti-saturated fat movement began. Now remember, hydrogenated oils are oils with trans fatty acids, which have been altered from the original chemical composition and have been shown to raise cholesterol levels and lead to heart disease and other health problems. So you should never consume hydrogenated oils, whether it is coconut or another vegetable oil. So around this time, the food industry began to denounce all saturated fats and heavily promoted polyunsaturated fats such as canola and soybean, safflower, corn, and other seeds and nut oils. However, these oils easily become rancid when exposed to oxygen and produce large amounts of damaging free radicals in the body. And what is not commonly known is that these oils can actually cause aging, clotting, inflammation, cancer, and weight gain. Fortunately, coconut oil has begun to gain some positive media exposure as researchers realize its health-promoting qualities. However, coconut oil can vary widely in terms of the types of coconuts used, the manufacturing processes used to make the oil, and more. And all of these factors play a major role in the effectiveness of the oil. And we carry several brands of good quality coconut oil at the Whole Foods pantry. And this virgin coconut oil is not only certified organic, but it also did not undergo bleaching or deodorizing, refining or hydrogenation. And I urge you to try this virgin coconut oil and experience the health benefits for yourself. Now, in the past several years, coconut oil has become a sort of rising star in the world of health foods, and more homes have a jar of organic extra virgin coconut oil in their pantry. But coconut oil is more than a healthy cooking alternative. There are endless ways to use it, far beyond the occasional cookie or stir fry. There are also many uses for coconut oil if applied topically to your skin and hair, and you can use it internally and topically for many fungal infections such as athlete's foot, ringworm, vaginal yeast infections, and even on cuts and scrapes, and for many skin conditions. And since coconut oil is moisturizing, antimicrobial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory, it is a great natural remedy for all kinds of skin problems, ranging from eczema to acne to diaper rash. And it also provides effective and natural sun protection without exposing your body to the toxic chemicals and metals in conventional sunblock. Coconut oil protects against free radicals, which provides added protection against skin cancer. And I also want to point out that it makes for a great hair conditioner by applying a thin layer to your scalp and hair. And then you allow it to soak for several minutes, and then you wash the hair as usual. And there's no need to use conditioner with this method, even after washing with shampoo. It's also a great remedy for dandruff. And several times per week, you can coat your fingertips with coconut oil and massage it into your scalp for an easy dandruff cure. And as you can see, there's much more to coconut oil than what meets the eye or the frying pan. Now, before we get ready to wrap up today's show, let's listen to another song, and I'll be back in a few minutes with the food of the week.
I can see the place where I came from. I can hear those sounds right now. I can find the path I used to run and believe I still know how. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision, I keep those scenes at bay. And I can see the place where I came from, slipping further and further away. I can feel the way I used to feel when the world was small and green, and you sang a song of soft appeal, and I curled into my dream. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision, I keep those scenes at bay. And I can feel the way I used to feel, slipping further and further away. Forgotten, so I keep looking back. I can hear the songs you used to sing. I can swear I won't let go. You were strong and you knew everything. All I had to know. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision, I keep those scenes at bay. And I can hear the songs you used to sing, slipping further and further. I can hear the songs you used to sing, slipping further and further away, slipping further and further away.
friends, welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and we are about to wrap up today's show. But before we do, let's talk about the food of the week, which I chose to be persimmons. And many of you may not be familiar with this fruit. Now, persimmons look somewhat like a cross between an orange and a tomato. And there are varieties native to North America which were consumed by American natives, but only until after the first frost, or else your mouth would pucker. Now, persimmons are astringent when unripe, but once they mature, they are very similar to taste to a smooth and very sweet apricot. Now, in Asia, persimmons originally came from China and spread to Japan, where they are considered the national fruit. Persimmons are high in potassium and very low in calories, and they are also an excellent source of soluble fiber as well as vitamin A, B6, and C, and the mineral manganese. Recent studies show that they may also have fat-burning properties. And persimmons can be eaten fresh or cooked in jams, jellies, preserves, cakes, breads, mashed in puddings or sorbets. And they are generally available from October through December. And you can find persimmons right now in the Whole Foods pantry at the Evergreen Cottage. And I urge you to give this wonderful fruit a try. And I would like to share a great recipe with you for poached persimmons. And this recipe calls for 6 ripe persimmons, which you stem and peel. And you cut each persimmon into 8 wedges. And in a saucepan, you combine the fruit, 1/2 cup of dry white wine, 3/4 cups of fresh orange juice, 1/4 cup of maple syrup, 1 teaspoon of minced and peeled fresh ginger root, and 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon. And you bring the liquid to a boil and you simmer the mixture, cover it for 15 minutes, and you stir occasionally until the persimmons are tender. And then you transfer the fruit with a slotted spoon to a bowl, and you boil the syrup until it is reduced to about 1/2 cup, and you pour it over the persimmons. And the persimmons may be served warm or chilled over ice cream, rice, or bread pudding. And enjoy. It is really a wonderful fruit to try. And if for some reason you didn't catch all the recipes that I mentioned today, just let us know and we'll be glad to give you a copy. I hope today's show will inspire you to include some of these immune-boosting foods in your diet to keep your immune system strong. And thank you so much for listening this evening, and I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. And for a list of my services, I invite you to visit my website at elywellness.com or stop by at the Evergreen Cottage and Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center to pick up a pamphlet. And I also invite you to stop by and check out the Whole Foods pantry and stock up on organic produce and meats, dairy, and natural foods to keep yourself and your family in good health. Or, if you happen to be in the Virginia area, I encourage you to visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Remember, let food be your medicine. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock right here on WELY. Be well and take care.